phone. Please take the time to move in slow. Remember your blessings into my bones and stick with me until I come home.
Do you believe in God? Do you believe in nothing? Do you believe it could be possible for all that is to be nothing but a thought? Well, I've contemplated lots and came up with empty pockets, 'cause I can't make any sense of it. What a lousy cashier. It's funny what sorts of storms my brain can conjure up while I'm standing at my cash between transactions in the middle of the night at my ex-beloved Loblaws. And my security guard, Khalsa, said, "The subconscious mind is kin to God." And that just ties into a thought that I once had. You see, I always believed that belief was subconscious, and to be honest, I never thought that I would follow any religion, because I didn't really think that anything being said by any man was convincing. I used to think that if God had a message for me, he would have sent it to me. And then I've realized that he's tried, when one of the ways that he said it to me was with the voices in my head. They said, "Keep your mind open. With us all up in here, how could you close it?" And so I listen to them, not with my ears, but I hear it, 'cause when they're whispering, it's not into my ears, but my spirit. And so I learn to embrace it rather than fear it, and bow down to the feeling because it's endearing, even though I've been hearing that if it brings me to my knees, it's a bad religion. But then it's like I demand forgiveness, and then my past is hidden, and it's not just some simple place where all I need is my dad's permission. It's a state of mind to save my soul from my body's sins. It's a unity of you and me, where if done right, everybody wins. It's a redemption, this faith. It lets you start again. It's not just what's inside your heart, it's what state of mind your heart is in. I ask God, put me in.